Replenish me. When I say that, what comes up for you? And when's the last time that you've done that? And where do you feel that in your body? Well, this is my invitation to you to explore the four steps of my Replenish Me program, where women learn how to release, restructure, refresh, and rebirth. Showing up in the world, being true to yourself. Only choosing words that honor your values, and only allowing behaviors and people in your life who do the same. Connect with me by reaching out at bit.ly/replenishwithlove and explore Replenish Me. And now for tonight's show. Welcome to the Free to Be Show. I'm so excited here today to have one of my dearest friends, as well as someone who I've shared a stage with at my very first big speaking engagement. And she's my sister in gratitude in all things. So I'm going to read a little bit of her bio so you can feel the way I feel about her. Megan is a spiritual being on the path of healing. She believes that our physical heart is longing to let go of the past and feel joy again. And she even goes on to say that even a nonstop chattering mind, you know how sometimes your mind just talks against you? It just really enjoys peace. So she's here to help people to find their truth and their gift on this planet. And we're going to peel back the layers of how she does that through the practice of gratitude. So welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you, Cordelia, for having me. I'm so excited first to be with you, such a loved dear friend, and then to share with as many people as I can about the gifts that is possible and available when you start a gratitude journey. Thank you for having me here.
My pleasure. So how did you come to this realization that the key is gratitude?
Two things. First, Cordelia, gratitude exists inside of each one of us. Everyone has a grateful heart. That's why it is so obvious. Everybody said, yeah, I'm grateful. And I believe people truly, deep inside, they are grateful. Their heart is pure gold. So that's the first thing. The second thing is when we start peeling the layers of the heart that are so buried, gratitude so buried inside the layers of fear, confusion, overwhelm, burnout, then gratitude shines. The effort is not to feel grateful. The effort it is to peel the layers of covering gratitude. My path has been of covering those layers inside myself. There was so much fear, anxiety, self-doubt, depression. I had all. I was very super gifted. And the last thing I was, a happy person and grateful. That was not an option for me. Of course that I related to gratitude. Of course that I want to be grateful. And there was a big gap between wanna be and being. And that's the gap we need to cross.
Very great point. There's like knowing the path and then actually walking the path. So what was that moment that made you walk the path?
I have done so many. I have worked so hard on myself, Cordelia. I have done years of therapy, yoga. I'm a yoga certified person. I have worked with EFT, emotional freedom tapping. I have done core energetics, MDR, you name it, I've done it. All sort of workshops and retreats, silence retreats, meditation, you name it, I've done it. And I know they all helped me. They were all part of my healing process. But at the end of the day, when you are in that wake in the middle of the night, scared, terrified, how with those thoughts that keep haunting you, you forget all what you've done. You forget all of your path, your past, and you are trapped in fear. And that, my friend, is a place that no one deserves to be. Especially nowadays, when there is so much anxiety, American is having a mental breakdown. Period. Everybody is home, rolling their thumbs, hoping for the best. And the point is, we don't know what the best is. The best may be right now, but we lose track of it. We have no clue what the future holds. The point is, we never know new anyway. Yet, we wanted to have our sense of safety and our sense of and control, which is perfectly normal. That's the way our brain is wired. The reptile brain sitting on the back, on the top of our spine, is the one that runs the show. It is okay to be scared. It is okay to feel anxiety, which is not okay. It is to be trapped in it. And that is what we can do, a very simple way to get out of that trap and come back to a very sound night of sleep. When we fall asleep, we strengthen our immune system. When we strengthen our immune system, we are healthy. When we are healthy, there is no COVID-19 that will get us, period.
That's a good point. Yeah, we have to really focus on the positivity. And it is like, just for a split second, it's okay to feel into it, right? To feel into your emotions and whatever it is that's scaring you, causing you anxiety or whatever. But to reside there, that's when we kill ourselves, literally.
So, right. Here's the thing, Cordelia. In my book that I'm launching, Gratitude Daily Practices, we talk about this. If only being positive worked, we wouldn't have this problem. The problem is we have this background, those voices sabotaging us with fragments of conversations that are running nonstop. There is a research that shows that the human brain have over 70,000 thoughts a day, and only 2% is brand new thoughts. So it's just a recycle. The point of positivity only is that those thoughts are running on a show and we are trying to impress a new message, which will not be printed on a subconscious mind because the subconscious mind is so busy already. The point of gratitude is really making the transition from the limbic system, the reptile brain that is concerned with anxiety, safety and pleasure, into the front cortex, where there is a new way of being life, where you step into the brain that is intuitive, creative, is the brain of positive solutions, creative possibilities. That's what gratitude does. It really changes our physiological system from one side of the brain to the other, where the body releases hormones and create a fullness of the heart, and we become really grateful. So it's not like pressing positivity is really walking the path of changing the physiognomy of the brain.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. So We're going to come right back and let's just break it down a little bit and we'll talk about 3 implementable steps that our listeners can take. So we'll be right back.
Owning or managing a business can be quite a challenge. You'll need to take advantage of every opportunity and be as competitive as possible. How about a team of experts working for you on your schedule? Allow me to introduce Link to Expert. Link to Expert is a clearinghouse of pre-qualified business consulting professionals available to you at any time, anywhere. You can sort through our directory of experts based on your targeted needs, check out the experts' qualifications, and even watch a video to test drive your candidates. From planning to marketing, sales, legal, and so much more, we have whatever expert you need all in one place. Find someone to take your business to the next level. Save time, money, and eliminate worry. Team up with Link to Expert. You can find us online at linktoexpert.com. Link to Expert, connecting executives to experts now.
Chop this part off. Anyway, okay. So we're back. And
yay. So glad to be here, Cordelia.
Yes. So Megan, tell us like the top 3 tips or your 3 tips so that we can get away from anxiety and depression and implement a practice of gratitude.
Right. Let me tell you my own story. I have been suffering with anxiety for a long time. I even didn't know I had the conditions. I thought was weird. I was so disconnected that I did not know that those moments of were anxiety. One day I'm laying on bed so bad and there is so much fear. My mind is racing and I have no idea if I'm safe. I'm on my home, on my bed. There is no damage. Danger, anything, except that I'm feeling that terror inside. And as I told you, I have been to so many therapies. I have so many tools and techniques that helped me along the years. But for the terror, for the nighttime terror, nothing helped. I brought the hand on my heart and starting just to say, I'm alive and thank you. Thank you. To really drink those words. It wasn't a thank because there was so much despair in my being that I really needed to drink those words. I felt a kind of survival mode that if I drink those words, that I could really feel that moment that I was alive and there was no fire, no danger anymore, nothing. I was just okay. If I could drink that and bathe myself into those words. I felt like I wanted to drench myself with something new. Then something really amazing happened. There was silence, deep silence in my mind. There was nothing else but me and my whispers of thank you, thank you. And that silence put me to sleep. The next day I was like, that was odd. And then few more events happened that I got it. I got it, that gratitude. And that day helped me to in totally despair into something neutral. Because that's when we want the mind to calm down, to shut up, so we can find peace. That's so, one of my stories.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to pause with that moment because I was totally feeling the thank you. And it's so funny because it's something that I've started doing recently. And I think it's in the touching of our heart and the feeling, the actual, like you say, the drinking and bathing ourselves in the word, because we hear that, we feel the vibration on our hand, and then we can really like feel the beating of our heart, and we're really in the thank you, you know, instead of like what you were saying earlier, where I'm grateful, you know, it's just kind of like not really happening.
Right, Cordelia, that's the second point I was about to make. The word the word thank you is packed with emotional charge because we have associated that word, our brains have associated that word with good moments. even though there are those kind of thank you with no meaning, but deep down, the mind knows that that word can transport us into the gate of the heart. So that's the second point. It is not saying thank you without feeling it. You need to really dive into that connection with your heart. So you say thank you to transcend from the mental level into the heart space. That's where the gratitude resides. So thank you for bringing that up. That's the second aspect of gratitude. And one of my, let me give you the third aspect, and I'll give you another story that I think it's in very, very endearing. The third aspect of gratitude, it is to really allow yourself to be carried away with the feeling. It is a kind of total virtual moment where the time that we know it stops and you are in virtual time. There is no time. You are in kind of a virtual space. And that place is where you can impress in your mind a new way of being life, where you can manifest a new life. That's where love of attraction comes together with gratitude. And a client of mine started practicing this way. She would give herself a pause every hour. She would set the whole phone to ring. And during 5 minutes, every hour, she would transport herself into this space of gratitude. And then affirm, make the positive affirmations that she wanted. And she wanted to change her car, and she could not afford a new car. She was in a very difficult situation. Small commute, an hour to each way, and she needed a car. And that's the way she started to manifest every day. For 5 minutes, every hour, she would transport herself into that la-la land, that's how she called, and she would manifest a new car. And how it happened in 6 months, she could get a new car. It's another big story. I don't want to invade the space here, but she did get into all what she needed to manifest a new car. And she was like, it works! She was jumping up and it works. Now I can manifest whatever I want. And it's possible in the space of the heart where gratitude resides.
So, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Megan, because some people will listen and say, really, like, you can manifest a car. And, you know, but what we do know, right, is where you put your focus and your energy, that's what you actually bring light to. So talk to us a little bit about that brain-heart connection and what your client was doing.
If you read the Law of Attraction books and the positive philosophy books, they all talk about that you're a manifester. You're manifesting all day long, all at your reality, all what you're living right now, you manifest. It takes 3 to 6 months to come to life. So what you're living now is what you manifested 3 to 6 months ago. So be careful what you're thinking. And we manifest out of our emotions. The brain doesn't discern between words or between words. The brain recognizes emotion. So when you are feeling really bad and you say, crap, this is a real bad day. Yes, there is so much emotion in there that you create events that will make sure that's a very bad day. On the other hand, when you can connect to that sense of peace and joy that is your natural state, and then associate that with something that you're really looking for, the brain is not recognizing the word, but it's recognizing the feeling. That's when you start manifesting from a positive place. That's what the work of Law of Attraction becomes so difficult, because we are manifesting all the time and we don't know how to transcend our subliminal, our ingrained thoughts, our limiting beliefs, our scarcity mentality. That's what we need to overcome first to manifest the life of your dreams. And with the gratitude, my friend, you are, the purpose is not to manifest, but since you are already in the la-la land, like say my client, you manifest from that place of joy, of peace, whatever you want. I invite you to try.
Definitely. You know, I agree with you 100%. I've gone through periods where I've tried to do this, and not tried to do this, but I've done this. And you're so right. Like, you wake up one morning and you're like, oh, it's happening. Did I really do that? It's like, oh yeah, I've been thinking about this for past 3 months and now it's here, you know? So I invite, you know, all our viewers and listeners to really think about what you've manifested and then just change it today. Like, upon listening to this, just set the timer on your phone, end of every hour for 5 minutes, just focus on what you want to manifest. So thank you for that, Macon. Could you just...
Cordelia, I...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I was just going to say, just give us the list, the recap with the three things, and then, you know, whatever it is you were going
to
say.
Yeah. Right. I invite you to have a very practical gratitude practice. Download this beautiful designed gratitude worksheet and use it on a daily basis. And that's what you do. Get 5 minutes in the morning. Start to pay attention to your breath. Few moments just to ground yourself in your breath. Then look into an object in front of you and just thank you, thank you, thank you. Feel your heart connect with that object. Don't try to justify why. Just feel that in your heart. Then, if you are into the manifestation, just be thankful for whatever you want. I'm so grateful. I have a 2020 Chevy with the color red, the model. Just feel that as part of your field of possibilities and move on. That simple. Download the book. I did create a program with a beautiful workbook where it takes you to the exercises to release all the clouds, all the confusion, all the chaos, where you can really practice gratitude in a deeper level, electing gratitude as your spiritual path. And with the book, you get a full online program with videos and guided meditation. And it's very, very practical program to take you there. Join me on Facebook with Megan Powell. I am running Facebook Lives on the gratitude book. And you will be able to transcend the anxiety, the fear, depression that is so part of our daily living right now.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you for that downloadable program. So people actually have tools to get started, because so often, you know, we try and do something, but we don't feel supported. So I really appreciate that. So I'm going to make sure that all the links to connect with you and to get your freebie are underneath this. Are there any, like, what's your last one golden nugget that you would like to close us out with?
Gratitude is your state of being. Don't worry about being grateful. You are a grateful being. Work on releasing the layers that cover gratitude from being present in your daily life. Hey, to everybody, much love and much gratitude to you, Cordelia, for putting this together. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. And thank you, viewers and listeners. And if you've benefited from our conversation, you know what? Sharing is caring. Share this podcast with someone else, share this YouTube video with someone else, and encourage them to start manifesting by practicing, integrating a practice of gratitude. Thank you and good night.
Good night.